The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaimed on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. So about 25 years ago, I entered seminary as a Dominican seminarian. And before that time, I was a missionary, lay missionary, in Micronesia, which is out in the South Pacific. And I worked there with some elderly Jesuit priests from New York. And they were really wise. They'd been priests for a long time, you know. And so I turned to the one priest right before I was about to leave and get on the plane to fly to seminary. I said, "Well, Father Dan, what's your word of advice for me before I go to seminary? I'm going to do this thing." And he looked at me. He was a really nice guy. He just looked at me. He said, "Courage." And at that time, you know, I was like 25. I didn't really fully understand what he was kind of trying to tell me. He'd been a priest a long time. You know, he'd seen a lot of things. Where I was thinking, all right, courage, whatever, I'm 25, I can do whatever, you know? But he was so right in that advice, you know? He was so right because there's been many blessings along the way in seminary and priesthood, and there's been vast challenges that I could have never anticipated. The other word he could have given me that's kind of more from the cardinal virtues is he could have said, fortitude, right? Courage, fortitude. Jesus just told us in the gospel this morning that things are not always going to go well. That's a bummer, isn't it, right? Wouldn't it be nice if we just said, all right, Jesus, do these things and everything will be nice and no problems and everybody's good and everything. That's what I like. Do you like that too? You like that, right? Everybody likes that. When everything goes well and things get along and everything, Seahawks win and, you know, fine. Okay? That's what we like. We like when things are easy and they're good. But Jesus just actually told us, he said, it's not always going to go well. There'll be times of grace and healing and where you, you know, act on behalf of God and you're doing good things. But there's going to be a number of times when it doesn't go well. And then what Jesus is trying to ask us is, when it doesn't go well, how will you respond in faith? The first reading we just heard from the prophets, it has a very poignant image about how it feels when you're really going through some difficulty in your life. And the image that they use is, imagine your best friend has turned against you. Okay? That's how it feels when you're going through something really difficult. The people you should be able to rely on the most are now turning against you, and you can't trust on them anymore. And you feel alone. Or as St. John of the Cross would say, you're in the dark night of the soul. And Jesus says, when you're going through that time, actually trust that the Father still knows and loves you. Because, as we heard in the second reading, the victory of Jesus is greater than the fall of Adam. That Jesus comes in his Paschal mystery to actually redeem all of our suffering, all of our experiences, so that it's a means for us to grow in holiness and God's kingdom will eventually be done. That all sounds nice, right? And it's true. But it's harder when you're going through hard things. Now, by God's grace, most of our lives, most of what we encounter, we're doing okay here. You're sitting in comfortable pews this morning, right? It's sunny out today. We all get this opportunity to pray here. Yeah, nice. There's many blessings, right, in the course of our lives. But things are not always going to go well. One of the other Jesuit priests, I think I brought this up at a retreat talk here or something, but I was going through something when I was out there in Micronesia and there were difficulties with some things or whatever. And I turned to this other Jesuit priest and I said, why is Jesus allowing these things to happen to me? Okay? And he looked at me and he said, who are you not to suffer? Good line. And you know what my response was? I'm Brian. You know what I mean? Right? I try to do good things. I try to love the Lord. Try to be nice to my parents. I'm here doing missionary work. I sing in the choir. You know, whatever. Right? Look at all these good things that I do for Jesus. And then he looked at me again. He said, did that earn you the right not to suffer? Are you better than other people? And at that time, when I was 25, I was like, yes. Huh? Right? Isn't this how this goes? I do these things, A, B, and C, and then Jesus is going to give me X, Y, and Z. It's a very limited perspective, right? But that's very easily how we can arrive sometimes in our lives of faith, because we don't want to go through difficulties. And when we go through difficulties, we're trying to piece it together. Why is God doing this? How am I supposed to learn and grow? I don't understand. The whole thing makes sense, especially the harder the thing is that you're going through. Health, relationships, job stuff, faith things, you name it, okay? Now, what to do when you're going through these things? Should we just say, no, I don't want to do this, Jesus, you shouldn't allow this to happen. I get it, right? It's a natural response. But it actually provides us with an opportunity to kind of respond in faith to the difficulties that we encounter in our lives, right? To trust in the Lord completely. Difficult. Jesus' line here, you see the nice little picture here. You see the sparrows? Don't they look happy? The sparrows there. That's nice, right? Don't be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows, Jesus says. Well, what does that mean? Jesus loves you and he knows you, okay? Every hair or lack of hair on your head, right? He knows you and he loves you. But also, you're not as important as you think you are. Sorry to tell you that, right? I'm saying that to myself as well. You're not as important as you think you are. Because you know what many sparrows are? Not that much. Jesus knows you and loves you, but also we're supposed to be humble servants and respond in generosity and trust because, as Bishop Eusebio says, I'll say, how you doing, Bishop? He says, better than I deserve. He says, it's a great line, you know? Better than I deserve. Like, God already has given me so many blessings, even as I go through difficulties. Last piece for the morning. What to do when you go through challenges? First, don't go looking for crosses. Okay? They'll find you. Okay? Sometimes I think people are out there trying to generate some more or whatever. Don't do it. They'll find you. And when things are going well, just ride the wave. You know, be like, oh, praise the Lord. You know, things are good. God's blessed me. Fine. And then when you hit difficulties, we can do a number of things. One, we pause and we come back to the Lord and say, Jesus, help me, right? You spend more time in prayer and you're just very honest to say, Jesus, here's what I'm going through. This is difficult. I don't understand why. I feel isolated, alone, whatever it is. And I need you to help me and be with me and provide me with patience for your response. The second piece in when people come to a priest, because as I've told you before, rarely do people come to the priest to tell me things are going well, okay? They come to the priest because they're in a moment of need, which makes sense. That's why I serve as a priest. And then what do we try to do? Alleviate their suffering in some way. Provide the sacraments, perhaps provide them with other resources, right? So to try to alleviate what they're going through, not just sit there and be like, I guess this is how it is, because the Lord wants to help us. The third piece is about asking other people to help you. Don't just go through it on your own. Have a couple other people to pray for you, to help you, to lift you up so you don't feel isolated, right? Jesus doesn't want that. That's why he's teaching all the disciples together. Be like, you're going to go through hard things, right? Help each other along the way. And then the last piece is know that somehow, in the midst of God's grace and understanding, it's all going to get sorted out. Because the difficulties we're going through are actually conforming us more closely to the Paschal mystery of Jesus. Yesterday, I had a full day, as I oftentimes do, and I had, 6 baptisms in the morning in Spanish down at St. Anthony. And then I had a quinceañera for twins. Isn't that kind of fun, right? Twin sisters. And then I did a marriage prep after that. So all these different people that I'm meeting, right, I'm blessing them, I'm praying over them, I'm giving them guidance for their marriage, all these things. And you know what I'm thinking to myself? It's not always going to go well. Right? That's what we heard. This is a reality, right? Because we're not in heaven yet. But what I was praying for them is that as they go through the many blessings and joys, and as they go through the difficulties, they're actually going to be conformed more closely to their baptismal call. The life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. When I go through difficulties, it's like I can feel the Paschal mystery being worked out in me. I don't like it, but I accept it. Because this is part of what it means to follow Jesus. That even in the midst of difficulties and challenges, God's grace is still at work. And we can still trust in the Lord always. Then in God's great plan, everything is going to be sorted out. So, my friends, if you encounter difficulties as a disciple, courage.